with Jeff Bolt, and the allotments, obviously they affect just about everybody in the state. So how does it affect this facility in Valley City here?
It's not a huge impact to us here. Certainly it is an impact, and one of the messages we've been trying to get out to the public and recently with the town hall meetings that we had is that unlike public education, career and technical education, and matter of fact, special education, is not protected by the Foundation Aid Reserve Fund. So when the governor cut budgets across the state, that meant budget cuts for us as well. Fortunately, the State Department of Career and Tech Education was able to take a good brunt of that in their staffing in the state office, but a certain amount of it has trickled down to the career tech centers across the state as well. This past year, which was a tough one for us, even though it's not a huge dollar amount, you have your budget set for the year and everything is all set and planned, and come mid-year you get word that, well, you're going to receive 1% less in reimbursement rates from the state. It's like, okay, we're set, budgets are set, contracts are signed, where do we cut to make up that difference? Fortunately for us, we were able to have enough in reserve to cover that. It makes about a 1% budget reduction makes about a $6,000 a year cut in our funding from the state. Fortunately, we have a lot of other grant programs that are supporting us here, and we continue to write for the additional grants every year to help support our operation here. So last year we were cut 1%. This year we're also cut 1%. It looks now in the next biennium that will increase to 2% reduction for us each of the next 2 years of the biennium. Now, whether that happens or not, of course, it will be up to legislature. And again, that's part of the reason we held the town hall meeting. We had a number of legislative people here, legislative candidates here, and that was one of the messages we wanted to get across to them, is that we weren't protected. You hear that a lot in the news, that school systems were, the funding was protected, and we're certainly part of the school systems, and we're not protected. So the impact, you know, for us is if we want to hold our budget line items the same, it ultimately means that we have to increase our assessments that go back to our member schools. So indirectly, it certainly does affect our schools, being Valley City, Barnes County North, and Maple Valley here. The assessment we charge to them, we basically would end up passing on to them that cost just to maintain our budget.
Any positions?
No, we wouldn't look to cut any positions here. That would probably be the last thing that we would want to do. I mean, we're here to serve students, and by cutting positions, we're cutting services to students. Certainly, we'll trim where we can to make up that deficit. You know, maybe we don't buy as many supplies, or we hold off on updating some of the equipment and things like that. That would be the last that I would look to do, would be to cut teaching positions.
So what I'm hearing is that Barnes County North, Maple Valley School District, Valley City School District see a fee increase then.
They did. We had to increase their fees just a little bit this current school year, which isn't unusual. It certainly happens as teacher salaries go up and things like that. It does have an impact on the amount of assessment to those schools. I still think we're still one of the best kept secrets in town, and this is actually our 40th year of operation here at the Career Tech Center, so I'll be looking forward to some sort of a celebration yet this year. We are still in the planning stages of that, but we think we need to do something to celebrate 40 years of existence here in Valley City at this very facility.